34 years ago, when what used to be known as Ayers Rock was returned to its traditional owners, they placed signs asking visitors not to climb what they regard as sacred territory. When many climbers persisted, they announced a ban 2 years ago. Sammy Wilson, senior traditional owner and chairman of the board of the surrounding national park, declared it's an extremely important place, not a playground or a theme park like Disneyland. With the ban set to go into effect on October 26, tourists have overwhelmed nearby campgrounds, roadhouses, and resorts. Lindy Severin, who owns a station and roadhouse 100 miles from Uluru, told Australia's ABC that visitors are up 20% from last year. She said they would like their children to have the opportunity to climb Uluru. But she also said she's seen people camping illegally, dumping rubbish, lighting fires, even evacuating their toilet tanks. A regular visitor described the scene as like processional caterpillars, caravan after caravan, arriving. Andrew Peters, a senior lecturer in Indigenous tourism at Swinburne University, said there shouldn't need to be a rule. From my viewpoint as an academic and an Aboriginal person, he told the ABC, seeing people walk on the rock is really offensive. But it's an indication of the mindset of non-Aboriginal people that they need a legal motivation. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.